Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of a progress note for comprehensive counseling in corporation. The date of elevation is April 21st, 2025. The first patient is Neylon, Neylon Junior Denise. His date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Objective data. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Neylon is a 69-year-old Caucasian male living with his wife and also his brother. Reported that he has been doing very well. Everything is calmed down. He is getting along well with everyone. He tried to avoid not to watch too much news. Generally, he read news online. But since he's not paying too much attention what has been going on in the environment, he is feeling much better. He denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He has been in compliance with the treatment. Currently on prednisone, 50 milligram at bedtime. Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day. Bupropion 300 milligram every 24 hours. Excel 24 hours. Duloxetine 30 milligram daily. He is denies any side effect of any medication. His mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, motor activity was normal, good eye contact. Patient was provided support, education about the medication, denies any side effect, denies any suicidal, homicidal behavior, describe the medication is working, family is working, and things are moving positive. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, improved functioning, compliance with treatment. 30 days medications was ordered, follow appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next patient is on Petway, PETTWAY, Daniels, DANELLE. Date of birth is 11/30/1982. Telephone number is 313-695-8256. Date of evaluation is April 21st, 2024. Subject Angela. Danielle was seen for initial evaluation 2 weeks ago. She was diagnosed having bipolar mood disorder with panic attacks and ADD. Certain change was made in her medication, to which she has been responding fairly well, except she did not receive the melatonin 10 milligram, which she wanted to order it again. Patient is on Dexapro 10 milligram daily, Lamotrigine 50 milligram daily, and Geodon 100 milligram at bedtime. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, there was no suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion, compliance with the medications and treatment. Patient was further explained about current medication, gradual reduction of the, an adjustment will be made gradually. Today she report that she is not, she has anxiety, but the intensity has gone down. She did not have any panic attack. Patient was explained the role of the medication, risk, benefit, side effects were explained. Patient is looking forward to apply for disability on the basis of her psychiatric condition. I further discussed that I have to monitor and make decision accordingly. Prognosis guarded assessment. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed, ADD, poor sleep, improved appetite. Continue the same medication. 30-day supply was ordered. prognosis guarded and objection. Next solution is on Trimble, TRIMBLE, Paul, PAUL. Date of birth is 12/5/1980. Date of birth is 12/5/1980. Date of admission is April 21st, 2025. Telephone number is 586-612-7330. Subject to agenda. Paul is a 44-year-old Caucasian male, seen for attention deficit hyperactive disorder. He was tried and well trained without any improvement. Even methylphenidate was not effective. Addition of Adralexa 10 mg daily has made a significant change. He describes since he's taking his medication, he's more focused, not distracted, more attentive, sleeping better. No irritability and agitation was noted. He's not showing any disorganization in his behavior and functioning. He denies any side effect of the medication. Paul wanted to continue with the same dose of the medications and does not want to make any changes. I further explain the role of medications and encourage about the compliance and if the dose, if the medication is working, not to make any changes. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Improvement, plan continue Adralexa 10 mg daily. The 30 supply was ordered. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution is Sarah Lees, S-A-R-A-H, Liz, L-I-S. Her date of birth is 11/15/1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Date of admission is 4/21/2025. Subject to Azita. Sarah is a 47-year-old divorced Caucasian female living with her daughter, who has a daughter has been visiting her ex-husband every other week. Today she was explaining that she has been undergoing a lot of stress because her daughter got sick and she does not know whether it's a flu or some other infection. Also, she came to know that her stepfather died yesterday. She is very close to her mother and she believes that her mother is pretty lost. Sarah describes she has other siblings but only her one sister, and she help her mother and she has to work on it. Patient was provided support, encouragement, and also discuss to deal with the loss by talking with her therapist. She described currently the life become rough, having trouble in sleep and get period of anxiety, although she has taken medication. I further discussed that she has learned a lot of positive avenues to work on her anxiety and try to use them. Also talk with the therapist, talk with the mother, talk with her sisters. To which she agreed. Patient is on Xanax 0.5 mg using only when she needed and Remeran 15 mg daily. She described the current medication has been helping. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid reason. Patient was provided support, cognitive therapy and encouragement and about her encouragement about taking it positive in her improvement and try to work on it. Also was explained the loss can interfere with her thinking, but she has to work on it and try to develop self-control. To which she agreed. Assessment: major depressive disorder, sudden loss due to death of her stepfather, other psychosocial stress. Plan continue with the supportive plan, prognosis guided, and adaptation. Next relation on Gardner David, Gardner David, David. His date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of relation is 4/20/2025. Subject visitor. David is a 46-year-old married Caucasian male, currently involved in a real estate business. Reported that he has been doing much better. He is working on it. Yet he described that he has been through the artificial intelligence. He is working on his diet, his weight, and also his exercises, and it has been helping him a lot. He feels positive about everything and feel good about the medication. He denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. Pranti and Tegretol XR 200 milligrams twice a day, Clonopin half milligram daily, Flufenazine 5 milligram at bedtime, Seroquel 200 milligram at bedtime, Seroquel 25 in the morning, and Benzatropine 1 milligram at bedtime. He was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear. He described that he is working hard and is productive in the real estate business. I further discussed this, that he should continue working and try to work on his health and both physical and mental health, to which I agree. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. When I question about his blood workup, annual blood workup, he described that he has all this workup has done. He will call the doctor office, so a copy should be sent to me for my review. PF assessment: bipolar mood disorders, symptomatically stable, improve mood, behavior, and functioning. Continue the reality orientation and supportive therapy. Prognosis guided. Next question is on Gay Francis, G-A-Y-E, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-S. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Date of relation is 4/21/2025. Subjective agita. Francis is a 49-year-old African-American female who has been treatment for schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, and currently taking aripiprazole 400 milligram intramuscular injection, extended release once a month. However, today she reported to me that she is pregnant, and she whether should take the medications or not. I further explained in the past also that I will avoid not to take any antipsychotic at least for first 3 months period. In the beginning, when I discussed this thing with last time, she described she will take a chance and she doesn't want to stop it. Today she is saying that she is going to check with her GYN, OBGYN. Period. I further discussed that definitely I would like to get approval from them before she get an injection. Patient insisting to give the prescription, and she will talk to her OBGYN before she fill the prescription, conceding risk and benefit, explain, and also she agreed to do so. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, don't suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or any paranoid vision. There was no involuntary movement. Currently she has been living with her father. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder. Currently appears to be stable, no worse symptoms of psychosis, anxiety. Currently, so she indicate she is currently pregnant. Therefore, it was patient was recommended to hold any psychotropic medication period at this time. But see, if she is insisting, she should check with the GYN before OBGYN before she fill the prescription. I also wrote in my prescription that OBGYN approval is important. Prognosis guided. This is the end of dictation. Next relation is a Murphy Smith Wendy, Murphy Smith, Smith Wendy, Wendy. Date of birth is 8/22/1962. Telephone number is 586-519-2244. Date of nation is 4/21/2024. Subject to agita. Wendy is a 62-year-old married Caucasian female. Seen for follow-up. Patient has history of bipolar mood disorder. Currently doing well on aripiprazole 15 milligram daily and wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily. She described she is feeling much better. She's sleeping good, eating good. Denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings. Currently, she has been busy with her care of her husband, who has been undergoing for surgery. She also described that yesterday, Easter Sunday, was very good. She cooked a lot of food, and her son was there to help her. Patient is alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion, compliance with the medication. Patient was provided insight into her treatment, encouraged for the compliance, and also encouraged to participate in the follow treatment. There was no side effect of the medication. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Continue with the supportive care. 30 day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next relation is Vanclave, V-A-N-C-L-E-A-V-E, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. Her date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Date of relation is 4/21/2025. Subjective agita. Leslie is a 67-year-old married Caucasian male who has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder. Patient was seen with his wife, and he reported that he is doing really, really great. Denies any hallucination, paranoid delusion, mood swings, or any irrational or delusional behavior. His wife also described the medication is working well, and she is very happy about his improvement. Patient is on Seroquel 100 mg BID, Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, Depakote 500 mg twice a day. Risk benefit side effect is pain. A 30-day supply was also ordered. I further discussed since he is on Depakote, I'd like to have at least Depakote level once in 3 months. Therefore, PF, to which his wife agreed also. He has gone for the blood test. I don't have any report for my review. I further discussed that Depakote can cause side effect. Therefore, liver enzyme and CBC differential profile should be worthwhile. The patient is also taking lisinopril 10 milligram every other day and also on blood thinner. He was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. There was mild tremors in hand, but he didn't. There is a family history of Parkinsonism, but his wife described that he is not having intense tremor. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable. Continue with the current plan. 30 day supply was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given 30 days. Increased to get a Depakote level, LFT, CVC differential profile every 3 months. Prognosis guided. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days.